Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Frank Manolo is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Frank's a new friend. He's a managing director of MCA Consulting Services, the author of the upcoming book, Six Cylinder Success, A Practical Guide to Succeeding in the Real Business World, and he has a very significant success track record, folks, on working for big companies, small companies. When this man speaks about how to sustain success, how to create success from where it had not been before, and then how to sustain that, he's got the track record that proves he knows what he's talking about, and I'm glad he's here to talk to us about it. Frank Manolo, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's good to have you join us. One of the things that I've been trying to talk to my small business audience about for a long time is the difference between success and sustained success. You know, when you focus on something that's not working and you turn it around and you go from, you know, negative to positive, from red to black, and you get real excited, well, that's a success story. That's a milestone. You should celebrate that. But the question is, are you doing the things that will allow you to celebrate it again a year from now? What do you think?
You're absolutely right. There are two distinct phases there. Reminds me of a comment that Ricky Henderson, the baseball player, made years ago at spring training. He looked around at the rookies and he said they think that their journey has ended, but they don't know it just started.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I can give you actually an extreme example of that, where success actually almost bred the death of a company. Many of your listeners may be familiar with a product called a stress ball, the thing that you squeeze to relieve tension.
Right.
The inventor of that product was my client. Back in the late 90s, he owned a small promotional products company doing about $4 million a year, came up with this concept, introduced it, and in 3 years, his company went from $4 million to $45 million in revenue. And it almost destroyed the company.
Wow.
Because he didn't realize, as most entrepreneurs don't, that having the right product and having the right sales and marketing approach is only a small part of the sustainability equation.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you can bring up the, I call them cylinders, I liken them to cylinders in an automobile engine.
Right.
If you have six cylinders in your car and two or three of them are not firing, mm-hmm. your car's not going to run very efficiently, if it even runs at all.
One of the things that I have talked about over the years, and I've written articles about this, is you may want to grow, and you may be able to make your company grow, but is your organization ready for that? Is your capital structure ready for that? That's what you talk about in your program, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Jim. That's exactly what we do. You get to a certain level, and you can't. The things that made you successful become the issue of sustainability. Can your team and the resources of your organization continue to deliver the service and the quality that your customers have come to expect on a scale where you can't do it yourself?
One of the things that I have told people that if only it's just to shock them, but it's the truth. It's not just hyperbole, and that is that it is possible to succeed yourself right out of business.
Well, that's exactly true. It happens with a lot of startups where at some point the entrepreneur inventor is replaced by a professional business manager. Sometimes good results, sometimes bad results.
So we've got two scenarios here right now, Frank. We've got companies that are still having difficulty. I poll small business owners all the time. And we've got some people who are still struggling. We've got some people who are starting to feel signs of growth. So how do we help the companies with your program? How do we help those people who are still trying to get out of the dirt, so to speak, And how do we? And then how do we help those people who are out of the dirt? They're rolling a little bit, but they're about to grow. How do we help them make sure that they sustain what they're feeling?
Jim, our program actually addresses both of those situations. In an early startup, what I find with many of the business entrepreneurs who go into business is they do it adhering to the old maxim that 90% of life is just showing up.
Right.
Which could not be less true. It's 90% of life is showing up prepared.
Right.
if you wanted to go play football, you wouldn't just put a helmet on and run
right.
on the field. You'd get
right.
killed. But business owners do it every day. So part of what we do is try to educate our startup people, our newer business owners, into the things that drive customers, drive leads and conversion, because that's what they need most.
Right.
And there are really five areas to focus on. We don't have time to go into all of that right now. But you know the old Pareto principle where
right.
80% of your results come from 20% of
mm-hmm.
your action. We teach them the 20% of the actions they need to take to get really rapid growth and improve their cash flow, which is usually the thing that chokes them in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get out of that phase and we get into an area where there's a little bit of free cash and people have a business that's now able to sustain itself in the short term, we teach them the other areas that they need to monitor and understand. A lot of people who go into business for themselves do it because they're good at something and they love doing it.
Right.
And that is not the
But that doesn't mean they're capable of operating the business, though.
Correct. And when they're an employee, their value to the enterprise is the fact that they're probably the best person in the company that cuts hair or writes
right.
software
that does,
or makes
that
furniture.
Does a certain particular task, yeah.
Exactly. And that model has to be turned on its head when you go into business. You have to go from knowing a lot about a little mm-hmm. to knowing a little about a lot.
And the more entrepreneurial you are, probably the less of an operator you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was glad to see that on the top of your list of six things, and by the way, folks, the six things are strategy, sales and marketing, operations, systems, people, and finance. I was glad to see that you have strategy on top. I think strategy, and I've been covering this for years and years on my show, but I think that strategy is something that's greatly underappreciated by many people who advise small businesses. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. I mean, if you don't know where you want to go, any road will get
any
you
any road right. will take you there. Hey, Frank, you got a website, please?
I do. It's www.sixcylindersuccess.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Frank to get into some of these six elements and give you some tips after these messages. Frank Minolo, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.